I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So everybody's kind of talking about this new sweatshirt you can buy.
I have not heard about this.
So here's what it is. There's this fashion company called Revolve.
Okay.
And they have a picture of this slender model. I've seen the picture. She's wearing just like a standardish gray sweatshirt. But on the sweatshirt, it says, being fat is not beautiful. It's an excuse.
Ooh.
Ooh. Now, in addition to the message that is insulting to many, the price tag of $168
for a sweatshirt.
I'm sorry. So you're going to drop $168 to wear something that you know is probably going to offend. I mean, we're
large
an obese
people.
Country right
yeah,
now. So
you offend a lot of the nation. Yeah.
So when they've deleted the post and they've pulled the sweatshirt from production. They're getting rid of it, but there's still social media places that have it up, and like, you know, the news media sites have it up, like CNN has it up, whatever. And they're like, obviously this is fat shaming and blah, blah, blah. And you read the comments underneath, and it is 90% people going, this is awful. This is fat shaming. This is horrifying. But there are some people who go, there are some people who say it's true. And that's what we wanted to bring up. I mean, granted, we don't normally take the 10% fringe view. And I'm not saying, I think this is the dumbest idea. If you're a business and you want to, why would you ever put out a shirt that says, why are you making that face?
I don't know if I should put my opinion on this, but I am fat. And I was not shamed at all by that message. I actually agree with that message. That's as a fat person, I kind of agree with that.
You don't find yourself beautiful? I mean, I think, okay. I mean, I know to ask a man if he finds himself beautiful is a really weird thing to say.
Well,
but I think it's one of those things where fat people are feeling like you're saying I'm ugly
because I'm overweight.
Yes.
Okay. I was going to say, I can see overweight people taking umbrage with that because they think it's directed at them. So if you're offended, I don't know how to say this. If you're offended, clearly you think I don't know how to say that.
No, okay.
Maybe I shouldn't be saying this.
No, I get what you're saying. But I mean, here's the thing. You're also half Hispanic. So if we made a Mexican joke or whatever, it's one of those, I guess, I don't know how to say this either. Man, are we just walking in politically incorrect water? But it's like, you're allowed to have an opinion on fat shaming as a person who fits into the category in your brain.
That's how I see it.
So you have a right to opinions based on what, if you were a gay man, you could say gay slurs without being considered
there you go.
Gauche and rude and whatever. So you don't find it offensive. You understand why other people do though.
They don't find themselves beautiful then, or they put stock in a t-shirt.
They're saying that this shirt is calling them ugly.
Or they've been waiting for something else to throw a tantrum about and they finally got it. I don't know. I was not offended by that at all. I think overweight people, we're still beautiful. Maybe not physically, or to physically appealing to other people, if that's what they mean. I get it. That makes sense.
Right. But it's not.
Was I supposed to feel ashamed?
I don't
by
know
that?
What you were supposed to feel. Okay. That's what's really weird about this. Like, I'm not overweight at this particular moment, but even I don't see why you would ever put that on a shirt. I just don't.
As a business trying to make money and a profit. Yeah. Okay.
Like, you used to work for I'm going to make this completely left field right now.
Okay.
But you don't, like, you never want your business model to be to alienate somebody.
That is
especially
true.
Especially somebody who's a big part of your demographic. And in the world right now, we know the United States as a whole is in the throes of an obesity epidemic.
Yeah.
So let's throw out a shirt that says, hey, more than half of you, you're ugly. That's a terrible idea. You worked in Detroit.
Yes.
A predominantly African-American city.
That is true.
On a radio station that their moniker was, we play great music without all that rap.
Yes, that
like,
was the position.
Saying what you're not and saying, like, alienating people, to me, is never a good idea.
Especially if you're running a business.
Right.
You want to be mass appeal.
Right.
So I totally get very questionable on the minds behind doing this if you're a business. But the actual message, I wasn't shamed.
You're not shamed.
In fact, I kind of agree. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
You agree? Okay. You know what I think? I mean, I don't know that we're going to get any farther into this and fix anything, but I think we've now ruined the word shame.
Yeah, it used to be bully. Everyone bandies that word around right. So much that I don't think a lot of people understand what the actual word means. Now with the shaming, everything's shame, shame, it's, shame.
If somebody
stop feeling shame. Right. Stop feeling.
Stop
having these feelings.
Well, yeah. Because if somebody walks by and says, oh, you know, my sister likes bald guys. Look, I'm not bald. I have a bald spot
you
and I'm not complete, but I shaved my head because I didn't like the half hair, half whatever.
Yeah.
But a lot of people would say, well, they just bald shamed you. And I'm like, no, it's sometimes making an observation
right.
isn't shaming. Now, this is a terrible observation because you're saying fat people, but I'm just saying.
Everyone, their first instinct is to be reactionary. Everyone's first instinct is to be offended.
Yes.
And lash out emotionally.
First things first, how did you, like, we're looking for something that harmed us so it will explain how crappy our day is.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
We go from there.
Okay.
So
in my opinion, I'm fat, was not shamed or had any feeling whatsoever about that message on a sweatshirt.
If I can get my hands on one of these, would you wear it?
Absolutely. They're going to go, oh, look at the fat guy wearing the message.
It's kind of
says,
ironic.
Yes. I don't know.
I hate that you call yourself fat. I don't like that part.
I'm tired of the word obese.
You think obese is a
cop-out? We need a softer, sensitive word for the word fat. We're fat, people. Let's stop trying to make it about semantics.
Let's stop
oh,
right
sorry,
there.
Okay. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.